Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, you know how I've always said I want to start my own vegetable garden?
Have you? Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, come on. No, you know I'm always saying that.
How are you going to do it today?
Well, I have dreamed about it. I have read books. I've even said to the team, why don't we do it in the magazine?
Yeah.
Today, I have convinced Angus let's do a segment on how to start a vegetable garden.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, Angus.
Hi there, Michael. Good.
So, what's the first thing I need to do?
Keep it simple would be my advice.
Yes.
And the very first thing I would do is choose some really easy vegetables. And by that, I'm talking about leafy greens for your salads.
You know, I was at my local garden centre, and they had these big sort of planks, you know, of wood, like railway sleepers. And they were saying, you know, if you put those in and then you... Is that the best way to start? Or, like, can you just dig the plot?
He's such a handyman.
Oh, I mean, I'm so DIY.
Watching him trying to describe this is actually quite funny.
But what is the best way? Is it best just to dig a plot into the ground, or should you line something and then do it that way and then put all the soil in?
Well, I guess it really depends on what sort of backyard you've got. And, even if you've got just a balcony or something like that, then I think you can... you're best off growing... in a container, like a pot or a window box. But look, a raised bed, as you describe with sleepers, is a really good option if you've got a reasonable sized backyard.
Yeah.
Because you're just giving yourself the extra drainage that will allow you to grow the full range of, vegetables.
Look, I dream of a pottage that I see in these beautiful English garden things. I don't think I'm quite there or we have the space, but I do like the idea of a raised bed.
Is that better than planting it in the ground, like a raised bed?
Yes, well, it's all about the drainage, and the raised bed allows you to just create really the perfect sort of soil. So if you've already got a really good soil that is well drained, and by that I mean if you dig a hole and fill it with water, it should drain away within about 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
If it doesn't, then go for the raised bed idea. If you're going to do a raised bed, one thing to be careful of is treated pine, because it's got some fairly heavy-duty chemicals to stop it rotting away.
But it could leach into the plants.
Yeah, well, I just would rather not take the risk. Piling that hardwood timber, you know, like eucalypt, is much more sort of resistant to rotting away.
But you have to cut you have to dig the grass up first, don't you? Like, take the layer of grass off, or not? Can you just?
Well, you can. The thing is, if you create your raised bed, if you want to avoid doing all that work of digging up the grass, you can go for what's called a no-dig garden, which is a really good option in my view. What you essentially do with that is put down probably about 15 layers of newspaper over the top of the grass, and then that stops the light getting in, and then you put down alternate layers of best to use either loosened hay or pea straw.
Right.
Because they will rot away to make nice topsoil.
Well, that's a great step. I think we should really follow this as we go, because, you know, I think this weekend I'm going to go...
I think this weekend I could be arriving at Michael's place with the chicken manure, and we'll get some photos in the magazine.
Yeah, we should. It's step by step. Let's do it.
Thank you, Angus, for coming on the show today.
All I can say is go forth and propagate.
Oh, now you're talking. Now you're talking my language.
Good on you.
See you, mate.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, there you go, Michael. Off to the garden we had this weekend.
But you know, the crazy thing is, I have been talking for years about doing this, but I now think, having heard how easy it is, I'm going to do it. You know, like I've done, and lots of herbs and stuff, but
there's something nice about pulling your food out of the ground.
And I think it's quite therapeutic getting out there at night after work and watering it. You know, like
especially when you get home like midnight.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.